New Year's resolutions? No one does those anymore. I guess they're out of fashion. No, really? No one? Nothing? Okay. I have one. Maybe you can join in with me on this New Year's resolution. To become a better person this year than I was the last. Yeah? Yeah? Everyone? Yes? Yes? Okay. The big question is how. The problem of people don't keep resolutions anymore is because we fall off the wagon, right? Usually, we start off the year very strong and then over time, we forget. Or life happens or situations happen and we lose that resolution. But as human beings growing, in whatever aspect it is, it's a natural phenomena. And if we stop growing as individuals, then we are like the living dead that Lord Jesus was referring to. So as humans, as we navigate the world today, let's reflect on what it is that we can improve on. Saint Ravi Das says, Mrig, meen, bring, patang, kuchar sab ek dosa. Panch dosa asad jag mahi thak ke kethak ast. He talks about animals, deer, fish, wasp, moth, and elephant. All of them are succumbed to one sense, one vice that causes their destruction. The deer is enchanted by sound. So hunters will play beautiful, enchanting music to lure this deer, leading to its demise. The fish, anyone want to take a guess which sense? Mouth, taste. Yep. That food on the bait is what lures this fish in, and that hook leads to the end of its life. The wasp, its fragrance, smell. As it smells these beautiful flowers, it goes and sits on the flowers. But when the sun sets, the petals close in and the wasp is caught inside, leading to its demise. The moth, sight. The sight of light leads to this moth lingering over the fire, not realizing when it gets too close, leads to its death. And the elephant, it's the sense of touch. Usually hunters will dig a pit, lay some grass, some straw, some dried leaves, and on the other side of it, put a fake she-elephant. And with the desire of getting to this elephant, the male elephant falls into this ditch. So Saint Ravi Das says that these animals, it's one sense, one vice that leads them to their demise. But humans, you have how many senses? Five. So how are you going to save yourself from this fire? Our scriptures tell us The five vices that engulfs man. I'm going to take a test afterwards, so make sure you're listening carefully. First is kaam, desire. Second is krodh, anger. Third is lobh, greed. Fourth is moh, attachment. And fifth is ahankar, ego. Each and every individual, if they can overcome these five vices, they become that complete, pure being that we are part and parcel of. Our scriptures say, Ishvar anch jeev avinashi, or God made man in his own image. So over the next 5 weeks, we're going to talk about each of these vices and how we overcome them. So the first one was desire. Yes, you guys are listening. So desire is an interesting topic because it almost seems like desire has no end. It could be a small desire as me wanting to eat a chocolate, to a huge desire to me wanting to become a millionaire. There is no end. The range of desire is huge. And then the intensity of desires also varies. It could be something that was just a passing thought, or something that I feel so passionately about, so intensely, that it's consuming my thoughts all the time. So how do you decide which desires you want to fulfill and which desires you don't? Because we have numerous desires, numerous thoughts that go through our mind on a daily basis. And the wise people have said, often it's the why behind the desire that drives us. You might not want to wake up every morning and go to school, go to work. But the desire to build a career, the desire to provide for your family, when that why is big, you find the strength to do this on a daily basis. But do you fulfill every single desire that comes through your mind? No, I think it will be humanly impossible. But sometimes we think, we worry about why this thought came up, about why this desire came up. And to that, saints say that there are numerous birds flying in the sky. But do you have to invite each and every one of them to come and build a nest in your house? So thoughts will go through your mind, but you don't have to hold on to each and every one of them. Let them pass by. In the Bhagavad Gita, there's a whole conversation between Lord Krishna and Arjun about desires. So Arjun says, if a desire keeps coming up, Lord, isn't it best that I just indulge in it and get it over with? So Lord Krishna explains that if you have a desire and you indulge in it, it's like when you have a bonfire and you add another piece of wood to it. For a few seconds, that fire diminishes. But as soon as that piece of wood catches fire, that fire becomes stronger. So he says, if you indulge in the desire, it's like adding fuel to fire. For a few moments, you might feel like, okay, I've indulged and I'm satisfied. But that desire will come back stronger. Ramakrishna Paramahansa said, when one thought comes up, and if that thought is fulfilled, then that thought hooks up to another similar thought. When you fulfill it again, it's going to hook up to another similar thought. And as this process happens, that desire that you keep fulfilling over and over again becomes a samskar, makes a deep path within you. So indulging in desires will only increase the fuel to the fire. So that's not a solution. You can't say, I've done it, I'm good, I'm satisfied. So the opposite is refraining from indulging. Restraining this desire. A disciple like you and me had a similar thought, went to his guru and said, I'm trying so hard. But these thoughts, I can't get these desires out of my mind. So his guru says, come, let's go for a walk. They go for a walk into the garden. And in olden times, they used to have this big stream of water. And they would make little pathways that would go into the different areas of the garden to give it water. So he goes to one of those streams and asks his disciple, can you block the flow of this water? He says, yeah, sure, I can. He goes, he grabs some mud from one side, dumps it into the beginning of the stream, and says, look, it's blocked. A few minutes later, the water has made its path and all that dirt has moved away. His guru says, look, you said you could stop it, but the water is flowing again. He says, okay, okay, one sec. He goes and grabs some stones, puts the stones in there. Look, guru, it stops. Guru says, okay. Few minutes later, in between the stones, the little spaces, water is flowing through again. His guru says, look, it's flowing through again. He says, no, I got the perfect solution. He goes and gets a big piece of stone and plops it. And this time, the water stops for quite some time, till it fills up on the other side and then starts flowing over the stone. So his guru says, did you understand? So he looked curiously. He says, desires are like that flow of water. No matter how much you put to stop it, until that embankment or the thing that you're using to stop it is so high that the water cannot get over it, this water will continue to flow. So the solution is not to restrain yourself, but to build an embankment, to build a wall so high that the inside stays inside and the outside stays outside. So Lord Krishna explains this further. He says that having desires is not a bad thing, but the need is to purify desire. And yogis, they act in every aspect, body, mind, intelligence, and senses. Every action of theirs is to help purify the body, the mind, the intelligence, and the senses. So the need is to build this wall that keeps the senses constrained, but not that you're not engaging with the outside world, because Arjun said, well, then it's better you to even have sight. So Lord Krishna asked, not having eyesight, would that really cause someone not to lust over a man or a woman? No. So not having a sense doesn't mean that you would not have desires attached to those senses. But he says, if you continuously chant the Lord's name, then you purify these desires. These desires will be tied to your connection with that Lord that sits within. These desires will be tied to your soul wanting to merge back with the Absolute. These desires will be tied with you wanting to fulfill the purpose you are here on earth for. Even the Bible says that if you walk in the Spirit, then the gratifications of this world will have no value. So they remind us to go back and engage yourself in building this deep personal connection with God. As you build this connection, automatically, the desires will be pure. And one single desire has so much power if you will it. One desire to give the world electricity caused Thomas Edison to spend years finding it. One desire. There was a man in a little town, very cruel man, never did anything good in his life, hurt people his entire life. But there he was lying on his deathbed. And when death comes knocking on your door, he was scared. And the only thing he could think of at that time was the priest in the village who used to say, chant the Lord's name. So he tells his servant, can you go to the market and get me one of those bead things, bead necklaces? And the servant goes, you want a mala? He says, yes. Can you get me one of those things? Servant goes, servant knew what his master was like. So he said, what do you want to do with it? He says, I want to chant the Lord's name. Go fast. Go get me one. Servant goes on his way. But before he got a mala and came back home, this man had passed away. And when he passes away, the little ministers of death come and the ministers of God of Vishnu show up. And the ministers of death say, what are you guys doing here? This man has been cruel his entire life. Why did you show up? He's never taken God's name. They're like, yeah, but at the end of his life, he had the desire within him to chant the Lord's name. So because of that desire, that one desire, we showed up. Such is the strength and the power of desire. I'll tell you another story of a fellow disciple, one of disciples of Sri Ashutosh Maharaj. A simple man used to go to satsang regularly, did his meditation practice, but that was it. He didn't want to do any seva. He didn't want to do any service. He didn't want to donate money. Nothing extra. One day he goes to his relative's house. And they had these beautiful marigold flowers. So within him, this one desire comes up. That I would like to offer these flowers at Marji's altar. So he asks, he cuts 5 flowers, and he goes home and places it at his altar. That night, when he sits in meditation, sits in practice, he sees a vision of 5 individuals. One is poor, somebody's crippled by their hand, someone's crippled by their leg. The other one's okay. And as he sees this vision of these 5 people, he's thinking to himself, like, what is this? And Marty manifests in front of him and says that these 5 people are what your next 5 births were. But because you offered these 5 flowers, I have removed that karma from your baggage. A simple desire of offering flowers cut 5 lifetimes of his. So if we can cultivate within us this desire to fulfill the purpose of why we're here. Our scriptures remind us that we've taken birth and this human form is the only medium through which your soul can return back home. That we go through this life cycle of birth and death. And finally, God graces us with this human body. But in this lifetime, the expectation is for us to build the connection with God so that we can return home. But as we come into this life, we get so caught up with everything around us that we forget our real purpose. And that is where a guru comes into our life. A guru comes to reawaken us to the truth that already sits within us, but comes to turn the direction of our senses from outside to inside. When a Satguru comes into our lives, he blesses this third eye, this divine eye, awakens it so that we can see the light of our soul within. And it is then that the process of meditation starts. Because sitting in this light, sitting in this fire of jnana within, is what burns away our negative tendencies. For gold to become pure gold, it's burnt in fire. For a stone to become a diamond, many years under the pressure of this earth, and then it shines. So, for us to become a better person, we need to remove these negative tendencies, but remove them in a way so that they don't come back. Because as you restrain desires, they only come back like a phoenix, so much stronger. But if these thoughts are burnt in this fire, this light that is within, then they automatically diminish. They automatically wash away. Then the thoughts that show up in the mind are pure thoughts. Thoughts of deep connection with the Lord. Thoughts of serving the Lord's creatures. Thoughts of sharing pure, untainted love. So there's a few things we can do to get ourselves there. These weekly satsangs are reminders. Reminders of why we're here. What is our purpose? And as we continuously hear this over and over again, somewhere within that desire will spark to want to fulfill our goal, to want to fulfill our purpose in this lifetime. Our saints say one of the easiest ways to build this wall, to keep the senses within and not be indulged in the outside world, is to fast. And when I say fast, I'm not saying just not eating. Is to fast each sense of ours. So with your eyes, if you feel like you're watching the screen too much, then fast. Reduce your screen time. If you're eating too much, fast. Reduce your eating time. If you're constantly playing something, constantly listening to something, then increase your time of silence. Smells, if they intrigue you, then simplify. Use less fragrance. And touch. There's sometimes, especially with kids, we see this, you know, if they're sitting, they're going to like plop themselves on you. They always want to be like touching you. But build a habit of sitting alone. Fast with each of your senses. You're your best guide, so you know which sense of yours causes you the greatest havoc. So start with that one and work on it. I know we celebrated New Year on January 1st, but according to the Indian calendar, the lunar calendar, Tomorrow is the festival of Lori, which is a big bonfire that's burnt, and people throw seeds and stuff into this fire. And then on the 14th of January starts the beginning of a new month called Magh. And the beauty of this month is that anything you do in this month multiplies by 12. You donate a dollar, it's going to be counted as 12. You yell at someone, you hurt someone, it's going to be multiplied 12 times. You chant God's name once, it's going to be multiplied 12 times. Get the hint? So whatever you do, whatever effort you make in this month, starting on the 14th of January, it will be multiplied 12 times. So this is often known as the month where people increase their spiritual practice so that the Lord can help them speed up their journey. So over the next month, I invite all of you, if nothing else, the simplest thing you can do is keep chanting the Lord's name in whatever way you know the Lord has. Whatever mantra resonates with you, whatever word resonates with you. For those who are initiated in Brahm Gyan, you already know that ultimate word of God that dwells in your breath. You can increase the time that you practice that. Whatever good you can do, whatever service you can do, if you want to clean out that clutter from your house and donate things, this is the month to do it. If you want to make a nice meal for someone, do it. Anything good that you can do, increase those good actions so that they help purify your thoughts as well. So time and time again, the universe gives us opportunities. The path of spirituality, I often get, oh my God, it's so hard, you know, it's so hard. But there are opportunities the universe gives us to make this path easier. So that we make a little bit of effort and then God can take us so much further. And this is one of those times. This month is one of those times. So whatever you can do, whatever you feel comfortable with, but a daily practice of this over the next month. So that don't worry about what desires are going through the mind, but just work on building this connection with God so that the desires are automatically purified. You don't have to worry about why this thought has come up. You know that thought would come from a place of purity, from a place of supreme consciousness. So for the first vice, because there's five, do we remember the five? Yeah, what are they?
Desire,
anger, greed, deep attachment, ego. Perfect, you guys were listening. Awesome. So for the first vice, simple things. Increase the time you chant the Lord's name. And if you feel like you need to like take out a specific time to chant, no. Whatever you're doing, while you're driving, while you're working, wherever you are, constantly chant the Lord's name. And keep coming to satsangs because they will inspire you to continue to become a better person. We're going to try and stick to this resolution throughout the year. With those words, I rest my views here. Thank you for listening so attentively. Bolie Satguru Maharaj ki jai.